morning or good afternoon to you. This is the Cara O'Connor Show, and I'm Cara O'Connor. And this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that has literally written our DNA a little bit easier. And this is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. We have the class coming up this Saturday, April 30th, from 1 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. And this is Mastering Manifesting Miracles, the how-to guide to living your wildest dreams. We all have heard about The Secret years ago, and we've heard many manifesting different classes and books that are out there. This class, it makes it really simple, and you could either attend in person or in phone, and as with all the classes, if you're not available that day, you can get the class by MP3, you get the call-in number so you can listen to it that evening if you come in the evening the next day, and you're available to listen to it. We can keep that number going so you can listen to it all you want, but you do get the MP3 of it. And this is where we're going to get into where many of us think, even if it's deep in our own unconscious, that miracles are only for saints, ascended masters, or those people that have reached a certain level of lightness or enlightenment. But the truth is that there's blueprints within our energy field that allows all of us to create miracles or live a life of our wildest dreams. And what blocks most of us from experiencing it is us. It's old mental programming and belief systems that are deeply ingrained with us. And then we have to get through the emotional issues that we have around money, abundance, success, health, wealth, all of that. And then we also have to address our spiritual beliefs about miracles, abundance. For example, money is the root of all evil. The good news is because the blueprints are literally in our energy field, we are able to bypass these old programs, and you can transmute and clear these energy blocks, allowing you to live more of a miraculous life, a life of your wildest dreams. So that class is this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The cost is $33, but if you say you listened to it from KKNW, you get $5 off, and so it's only $28. Well worth the investment. You're going to get tips and tools. You're going to get attunements, and so this is different from The Secret. This is different from a lot of other things. I've been getting downloads from the earth, from my guides. This year in particular, the year 2011 has been quite the trip. We've all have experienced that. We've experienced the weather with Japan. We've experienced a lot of stuff in the Middle East. But this is really the year that Jesus came in September and told me that this is the year that we can create heaven on earth. And if we looked on the outside of the earth right now at our experiences, we wouldn't be seeing it as too heavenly. This is going to help you see beyond the illusion of separation, realizing that we are literally going through a rebalancing period right now, a rebirthing period, and it's affecting each and every single one of us deeply to our core. And so the more that you're empowered, the more that you know what's going on, the more you could direct your life in a much more empowered way and be grounded and live a life with much more grace and ease instead of kicking and screaming during these times of change. So that is this weekend. We also have Mini Light Stream Live. The next one coming up is Friday, May 20th to 30th. So every Friday we do once a month, a Mini Light Stream Live. This is 10 people or less. Everyone is guaranteed a reading. So you could do this if anywhere in the world, too. I usually take the people that are on the phone first so you don't have to listen to everybody else's readings. A lot of times people like to hang because they get information off of other people's readings. But I do recognize that people are on the telephone. So that is, again, everyone gets the reading. But in the group reading, people, there's group messages. So that's why we like the Mini Light Stream Lives are very popular, because there's a message, a group theme. There's a healing going on, too. So those are the Mini Light Stream Lives. And we have the dates on, again, May 20th, and also Friday, June 24th, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. We also have the gatherings. The next one is May 6th, 7 to 9, and then we have one on Friday, June 3rd. And this is where we gather either in person or, again, via telephone, and this is where I talk to you about the changes that I'm seeing. When I'm meditating, I look at things. When I'm doing a personal reading, I'm looking at your microgrid, you could say, or your microfield. It's like doing almost looking at your energy field underneath the microscope to see where you're putting your energy consciously or unconsciously, where your blocks are and which the chakras are, what are your themes, what it could even be past life stuff or mediumship. That's when I do personal readings. When I get into the gathering, I do personal readings as far as where you can be blocked, but also I give you a micro view of things as far as how it's affecting your personal life, your workplace, your home, family. But then we even go further as far as the universal energies here, as far as the whole earth changes, how they're affecting each and every single one of us. So we talk a lot about that at the gathering. We have some very powerful attunements. We've had some amazing stories. Actually, I'm going to start creating some YouTubes with when we gather across the world, how everyone has had some really trippy experiences in these the gatherings where we've had some really neat physical phenomena, the metaphysical phenomena happening, and it's kind of, you had to be there to just understand it. But it's interesting that we are being able to recognize that we are all connected and interconnected. A lot of people are waking up and feeling that now, so you could join the gathering again. The next one is May 6th, and that's going to be here before you know it. We also are having a sale on the Australian Bush Flower Essences and the Bot Flower Remedies. And those essences, when I create your own essence is what it's called, usually it's $20 plus shipping and handling. Now it's going to be $15, where I could use up to anywhere from 3 to 7 of the different essences. I look into your energy field and affect and look at it physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and choose several different essences that are made for you. If you were to buy them individually, it'd be up to a couple hundred dollars. And so this essence, a lot of people love these because they have had a profound shift in their life. We get a lot of emails with confirmations of that, or thank yous, or that we get repeat buyers with that because they are getting a reading too. They understand that they're getting a reading because I'm reading the energy fields. And if you have never used a flower remedy before, a lot of people are familiar with Rescue Remedy, Bach Flower Remedies, and the Rescue Remedy in particular is a formula that many people know they use during stress. But there's many, many other flower essences out there that work on different levels. And again, this is a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual level, and it affects all those bodies. And as we become lighter in energy, which we are, the earth is raising her vibration, we're being encouraged to raise our vibration. This is where that vibrational medicine is going to be so important. That's where I talk all about the free energy exercises or doing energy attunements or energy work on yourself, because it's so important that we recognize and know that we are energetic beings. And so these flower essences help get us tuned up. So those are the flower essences. And also with the readings, now through the end of April, we're having $50 off the one-hour readings, either in person or in the telephone, or $25 off half-hour readings. And those are the specials for April. So that's what's happening for all of your, to know what's going on, sign up for the free newsletter. You get the, I usually do a monthly newsletter, see what's going on. We give you events, what's going on, and we don't bombard you with emails. And so that is very easy to do. You go to www.carrieoconnor.com, and you just check in that little place where it says sign up for the new free newsletter. And that's as easy as can be, because then you'll get to know what's going on. And again, this year I'm doing a lot of free teleclasses. We're going to be scheduling one for May, and this is where I'm taking a lot of your questions. A lot of people, again, are feeling the shift. Sometimes they don't have they work during the different radio shows that I do. And so this is where you have an opportunity to send in your questions, and I will be reading them during that the hour period. So the next one will be on a Tuesday, either the first or second Tuesday of May. I haven't just come up with my May schedule yet, but that will be a free teleclass from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you're not available, you just get the call-in number. You could get send in your question, and I could answer it on the phone, and you can listen to it later. So we have a lot of things happening and going on, and I look forward to the rest of the summer because spring is finally in the air. We just finished this weekend of Easter, and a lot of people are feeling the shifts that are going on. And I know that I live on the East Coast. I wasn't down near North Carolina where they had all those tornadoes and stuff, but we are really having a lot of shifts. Yesterday was the first day that it felt like it was becoming more spring. It's been very cold here in the East Coast. And so we've been all experiencing, again, these shifts. And there's that old saying of April showers bring May flowers. And so we've been getting a lot of showers. I call it love washes. And so those love washes, those showers, energetic love washes and showers, allow us to really open up and cleanse and clear our energy field. I call it the rooter. When I see this different pattern, this certain pattern in people's energy field, it looks like a corkscrew going up your spine and out of your head, out of your crown chakra. It's what I call the rooter cleansing clearing. And a lot of us are experiencing that right now. And if we don't have a grounded kind of energy cord, or look at or like a cord that literally goes down to the earth, it can feel very shaky. It can feel like we are in a car that's going very fast and that nobody's in the driver's seat. And so it's really, again, important for us to recognize that we are energetic beings. This is an energetic experience. We are raising our vibration individually, and the earth is raising hers. And so we're getting a lot of these April showers, which are, again, affecting our energy fields. So when you know what's going on, you don't resist it. You can work with it. You can really look at what's going on in your life, where you're off balance. And when we look at it and take accountability and responsibility, then we can bring things back into balance. And it's a good idea to learn how to do that, because the way I see the energy is they're just going to keep on speeding up and speeding up. This is part of what we came down here to do, to evolve, to get beyond this veil, to get out of duality, to get out of that whole mentality of them against us. And the more we do that in a grounded way, the more we can be in this world and not of it, then we do have the tools to create heaven on earth now and be able to see past the duality and the fear that is around us a lot right now, and to get a little happiness, to be able to see joy and be able to work with the energies and be the creators that we each and every single one of us are. We are going to go to our first break. We got open phone lines. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Scenic Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit WellnessPetFood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food. Food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
All right, sounds like a plan. We have Donna calling in from Seattle. And recently, just about a couple years ago, she mentioned that her husband just passed away. You know, feeling a little bit down. I think she's missing someone close to her. And I'm not putting words in her mouth, but I would feel exactly the same. And she just wants to know maybe if you see anything for the future for her. So,
alrighty.
Yeah, Donna, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
Fine.
And so your husband... Go ahead, hon.
Yeah, my husband passed. It's just been 2 years, mm-hmm. and I have no family. Mm-hmm. I do have some anxiety about presently, and I'm kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah. Donnie, do you have any groups around you as far as support groups or anything like that?
No, but I am seeking now, trying to find some resources for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
You're trying to, can you repeat that, hon? You're trying to
Pardon?
Find what? You're trying to find what?
I'm trying to, finding seeking out resources right now to where
right.
I can find. Yeah.
Right. Because what I'm seeing all around you is that there's all these circles, which looks like support groups. Like, I know that a lot of my clients actually that were widowed, there's like widow support groups, which they go and they meet and they talk about, you know, having to lose a spouse. And then they have found a lot of friends in these support groups. And so I'm looking at all these circles around your heads. And so when I see circles, that means support from yourself, your guides, your angels. And it looks like a U-shape. It almost looks like a rainbow behind you. Think of it over your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And again, especially a circle to me means a completion of one cycle, starting of another. And when you're saying you're feeling like you don't have it, like the anxiety part of that is because your energy field, it pushes up and it goes up like to the sky. So it's really connected to the spiritual body. And so it's really important for you to ground, just like a tree. Think of the more of the roots, the higher we can go. And you're in this expansion period. And so sometimes when we are there, going through that expansion, we can feel that anxiety. And so think of, again, you have a support behind you to go out and to meet new groups, meet new people that are all around you. And again, even with the widow groups, they have they do a lot of things. They go shopping together. They go bowling together. They do different crafts. They do different
mm-hmm.
book stuff. So, and even seeing, again, different book groups, just going on the internet or going into different resources that you have to see what kind of groups that are there that are within your fingertips, in that they are, I see that they're very close to you. I know that they meet all different times, that kind of deal. And I'm just watching you. It's like recreating your own family or getting connected with people that feel like soul group family, and especially when you're feeling by yourself. And I know that sometimes if we have trouble with getting there, that sometimes they even have vans or they go and pick up people to bring them to these support groups and stuff like that. So absolutely find out what's available. And I know 211, Benny, maybe you could answer that. Is 211 a federal thing? They have a lot of information? Have you ever heard of it?
No, and I can look it up here.
Yes, I did call it 211 number before. It was a crisis line.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, they have the 211, I think it's federal. They have, it's not only crisis, but they could really, they set you up with a lot of things. A lot of people, any kind of question that you have, they have a lot of resources. My friend of mine was saying it's the biggest underused number around, because they could refer you to not only crisis things but a lot of different things, different departments. And so I would check that the 211 to see what other kind of groups that they have around, and they could give you a number that sets you off into this group.
Yeah,
it's like a reference, like it says a public information reference resource.
There you go.
So that's pretty cool. All right.
Yeah, and they have a lot of references. And so that's where, think of this period. And especially when you said your husband died 2 years ago, I'm actually seeing it's like a 4-year period that you've been preparing for. So I even go back to when you were 4 years old as a child, where you've been felt like very much by yourself or energetically orphaned, because I'm seeing you feeling like you're out in the rain. So think of this is a period, Donna, where you're taking that little 4-year-old within yourself, giving birth to her, taking her in your heart, and she's the one that when she feels anxious, you could feel that anxiety and wanting to make sure she feels supported. In shamanism, they call it like a soul retrieval, when we take aspects of ourselves, and not the pain body part, but the whole part, the the holy part, the part of our divinity back into our hearts, and then, again, connecting with family, people that feel very, very familiar. And that's what I'm seeing, I'm watching you doing. And again, those circles energetically gives us a sense of support. It's like a great big hand behind us that is, it's a rhythm, and we feel that rhythm of the earth. We feel the rhythm of the universal energies. And when we feel that support, when we're open to feel it, then all of a sudden life looks very different, and it allows us to ground. And then all of a sudden our whole outside experiences changed dramatically. So you're in that middle of, you're ready for that. You ended a four-year cycle, and you're ready for another four-year cycle of much more meeting, greeting. And again, it feels like meeting soul family. Okay, Donna?
Yes. I've been experiencing with my financial, too, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I say. That's what I'm seeing with this circle, that these people could help you with finances. And that's where I was seeing with people. They could refer you to different services. Because I keep on seeing a van that comes in and around your place and picking you up, and it must pick up other people, and it has something to do with helping with finances. So let's say they go and help people that are widowed, and they take them to different movies and or out shopping or that kind of deal, where you go just even for the convenience of it, of not having to drive and all that other things, and the saves you money. And it's just, I'm just watching all this resources coming in that are right around you, available. So many times we don't know the whenever I see the yellow pages, it's literally my sign that let the fingers do the walking through the yellow pages to see what services are out there. And sometimes we aren't in the position to call yet. You know, that's what I'm seeing last year and a half, was that you're kind of like getting out of this energetic fog that was part of the grief of losing your husband and a lot of things. They even go back way till you're 4 years old. So think of this as a time where it looks like a bead of sun going through a cloud, and it's breaking up that cloud, and that cloud is clearing out a lot of energetic fog around you that's going to give you the energy and the literally the connection to feel the support around you. Okay, Donna?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Donna. Appreciate the call. And actually, while Carrie, you were on the air, I went ahead and looked down online here, and there is some resources here locally in the King County area for Seattle. And if you hit up 211kingcounty.org, it is a Helping Lives on the Line crisis center. So if anyone has any questions or concerns, there is a toll-free number, and it's 24 hours a day. So it's 866-4-CRISIS. That's the number. So if anyone's still, you know, dealing with some issues, it's really cool about this website. Apparently, I mean, they say about 6,000 services are listed. So there's obviously a wide range of possibilities for anyone to get some help. Mm-hmm. And again, that's 211kingcounty.org if you need some more information, or there's a 24-hour crisis hotline at 866-4-CRISIS.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I think in your area, there's probably a similar one. I haven't had a chance, but you're obviously calling in from the East Coast. So maybe I can look
that
up.
But it's like there's 6,000 resource sources, Benny. That's a lot. You know,
yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have to be crisis. It's,
There's probably, not to jump on top of you, there's probably a lot of like affiliates too, like, you know, if there's, you know, obviously there's a United Way that's sponsored here with the Crisis Center, and then there's a United Way in other areas. So that's very cool. Let's see here. We got 2.5 minutes. Let's start with one more caller, but I think before the break, that'll be fine. Let's take Paula. She's calling in from Springfield, Massachusetts, and she's actually looking for a relationship. Twist of turn here. So, Paula, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Benny.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're looking for a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What I'm seeing, Paula, is especially when it gets into this year of April through May, whenever I look at something coming in, I always look at 45-degree right angle. It's my where I breathe the energy. And I see it's like a little dusting off that you're doing. So that means that there's a part of you when it's like you're using Windex on your heart to have your heart signal get louder, and especially on the right side of your heart. And that has to do with male-male relationships. It also goes into the messages of our father's lineage. And so when I see this like spiritual Windex going to your heart, it's clearing off past patterns, past relationships, past hurts in partnerships, that kind of deal. And then it makes your heart signature louder, which is a good thing to do. And especially when I'm just looking at this, like one quarter of your heart chakra that's like right over, it's almost like underneath the right arm, underneath your arm. So that means to me going back to the past relationships. So that's good, because when we want to have our past relationships be cleared out so we could turn up our volume in our heart, the higher our volume is, the more we can enter into relationships. And what's different is that you're looking to what I call the complement relationship, which is really good, which is We're really completing a pattern, being woken up and asked to step out of these "you complete me" relationships, which we've been programmed for thousands of years to step into, and is a part of that complement relationship to signature pattern. It's literally an energetic signature that you've been looking for, wanting, and so think of your stepping into that. So I do see relationship coming up to you, with you. And the biggest part, I see a great big grandfather. Actually, he's bringing this great big Indian guide for you, and he's pointing right into your heart, and he's like, start there, Paula, meaning know that you are whole, know that you are complete, know that you're a great partner, and then it allows you to energetically open your arms up wider for love to come in with a match, and knowing that you, when you put that energy out there, the right person is going to be coming in for you. It's like all about the volume. Many people have their volume on low and they think it's on loud. Many people have it on staticky. It's like a staticky radio, and that they don't realize that it's staticky and it interferes with people bringing in, coming in. So think of this as your time of spiritual Windex, cleaning off, clearing out, and stepping into a relationship that is much more healthier on a solid base. And so you're doing that through end of April and to begin of May. And then I see June and July as a real huge opening for you to stepping into relationships. So this is going to be a good year for you in all kind of partnerships, not only personal relationship, but I'm seeing that the partnership you're going into brings you into other relationships that feel like soul remembering soul friends. And I heard my clue and cue, so I'm going to take that cue. It's a clue. You're listening to The Kara Connor Show. And thank you, Paula. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor with open phone lines to the top of the hour, and you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. I'm betting, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
We'll do that, and we'll take Anna. She's calling in from good old downtown New York City, and she's got a career question on her mind. She's continuing right now to do her own thing. Will that continue, or is she going to move on to something else? I don't know. She's kind of up in the air on it, but she wants to know what you had to say. So, Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Pleasure to talk to you. I just have a question. I have a master's degree in a mental health care profession, but it's been challenging to find a job, and right now I'm kind of doing my own thing, doing all sorts of healing modalities in my house. And I was wondering, I have to kind of like, I'm looking to stand on my two feet and to be able to support and take care of myself. And I'm kind of wondering, where do you see me going? Do you see, like, what is going on since I'm not really able to right now support myself and still dependent? And what is the best path to take? Do you see me, that it's good for me that this will expand the workshops in my apartment and then maybe going to private, or will I, you know, be okay getting an,
I see you expanding with what you're doing, and I know a lot of hospitals in Connecticut, they're having, they're combining the hospitals with healing. They're doing, they're teaching the nurses, you know, Reiki and touch, healing touch and all that stuff. So it's the way they're going in the mental health field. And also the health field in general. So, but it's great that you're doing the healings now, the workshops now, because then I see you stepping into what it looks like a corporation, and they do use your background as far as your master's. And so I would absolutely not tap into getting contracted, because you're actually, the master's is going to help open some doors as you are continue with the healing. And in that, you're doing the alternative healing is going to be your thing over other candidates, because again, a lot of people are starting to open up to, the hospitals are open up to, people having that extra, healing modality. They've created in Connecticut different, where RNs with masters have started whole, alternative wings at the hospital. And so, and I don't see Connecticut as a super progressive, you know, and so this is just where we're going right now. So you have the masters, you have the healing, and I see you, bridging over to doing the healing in your place, bridging out and doing, it looks like, healing with the different community stuff, different offering, different, going out to the community and set target groups and offering healing stuff, which expands your database or expands your clients. And then I also see you either do subcontracting or something with, which looks like some sort of, hospital or institution that, again, is taking your history as far as your master's in mental health and also with your healing. So, I would encourage you to look to see where I could use, it's like packaging yourself, where you go to target places. Like, a lot of people don't know that nursing homes have, resources that they're looking for, entertainment, or that they're for something to do with clients or teaching with the clients. And so they have these resources. And so, it's like, look at target markets. I mean, target people, target age groups and that kind of deal. And offer them certain, you know, certain packages that have to do with workshops, and also realizing that you do, private stuff too. One-on-one counseling, healing, and it's taking your counseling into the healing part. And I know so many of my friends that are counselors have gotten to healing, and now they're finding that they're doing more healing than they're doing counseling, and their patients are asking for it. They're saying that they don't want the, you know, they found more of the results of their healing than the counseling. So they kind of mix it up, you know what I mean, healing and counseling.
Yeah.
But they're requesting that, and the extra benefit is when the insurance pays for it. That's the extra benefit that you have. So that's going to come again in your corner. So keep up with that and look at, see where you could expand into those target groups, okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks very much for calling in there, Anna, and I hope everything works out well with you and in good old downtown New York.
Uh-huh.
Never been there. What's it like? Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very
Make it sound like I'm there all the time. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah. I love to go see Broadway shows.
Oh, yeah?
I grew up in, with Broadway music, and so we'd go make our journeys down to New York. Oh, yeah.
A little side. A little side to carry that no one knew about.
I know.
See what happens when you talk to me? I get questions and answers from
you,
everybody. All right. Well, we'll stay back over here on the West Coast. We have actually Lynn calling in from Tukwila, Washington. It's just south of Renton and the Seattle area. She's currently in a not-so-good relationship, let's say, and she's looking to get out. Will it happen anytime soon? Is it going to be a little bit longer? Let's see what she has to say. So, Lynn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's exactly going on?
I'm just in a really bad relationship that it's been like 10 years, though, so it's kind of difficult to get out with all the emotional ties, but we both need to do something different, and I'm just wondering if that's going to happen anytime soon.
You know what, Lynn, what I'm seeing is that you're going to have to lead the way because you're both energetically, like your backs are to each other, you're both in different rooms, and whenever I see that, that means we're, and a lot of people do this, Lynn, they just get into the, what I was saying before to Paula about you complete me relationships versus you compliment me, and so you complete me. Think of it as a karmic relationship, it served its purpose, and so it's finished its circle, its cycle, its circle, and so but you're going to have to take the lead to leave it because a lot of people stay in it because of these kind of relationships because of it's been a while, because of fear, what's new, am I going to be by myself, all these things where our ego will have us or a wounded child will have us stay into relationships that are even very toxic, right, or financially there'll be fear. So when you take the energetic lead, it doesn't mean you have to run out the door right now, but you're just to imagine closing one book, closing the book in the relationship for the last 10 years, and you're writing a new script for yourself, meaning that you're writing a new relationship, how you want the relationship, how you perceive the relationships, all relationships in your life, right? And sometimes when we energetically shut the door, it gives an invitation for the person to step up to bring a new suit, have him bring his pen and how to write the relationship. But right now, the way I see his energy, he's on the other side of the house and he's not interested in it. But he's comfortable and he's not willing to go make a move to go out. And so people get very comfortable. I know so many people that just stay together again for finances or because they're afraid it's better than not being alone is what their thing is. But this year in particular, there's a real energy that light is going into people's relationships of all kind, personal relationships, home and family, and it's illuminating our heart feelings. And so especially when we already know it's toxic, that it's up to us to take the move, right? And so think of as you make that energetic move, as you take that first step, as you be the example of saying, I am worthy of a relationship that has balance, that has flow, and it's really self-care, and I'm taking the steps of caring for myself, of realizing that I am whole, I am holy, I am part of God's source creator, and so I am treating myself like that, and the more we do that, the more it starts shifting the relationship within. It can change the outer relationship, and if it doesn't, then you feel you're energetically supporting yourself enough where you can leave and not feel so shaky and ungrounded with it. So you can make the shifts now is what it is, because I'm not seeing him going to do it. He's comfortable. He's comfortable where he's at. But as you do it,
okay,
he has an opportunity to shift, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good afternoon. Or bye-bye.
Yeah, afternoon, morning, wherever you're at.
I was just saying, wait a minute. She was from the East West Coast.
West Coast, yeah. So it's still a little bit mid-morning here, and
there
I think people
go.
Are still kind of getting ready for the lunch hour because it's approaching fast. So we got a couple of minutes. Let's start with Sue. She's calling in from Waterford, Connecticut. And if anybody else out there would like a reading with Carrie O'Connor, you're welcome to do so at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We have a little bit of time left for about another one caller, maybe two. We'll try to sneak another one in there. So, Sue from Waterford, Connecticut, she's her daughter's going through some dangerous situations right now. Homeless, you know, there's other things. Is there hope for her daughter out there? So, Sue, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on with your daughter?
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I had met with you. Good. I had met with you back in December, and one of the topics was my daughter. And you had said there was hope. You said there's hope, there's hope, there's hope, was your response to me. She is out in Illinois. She is homeless. And you had also said that there was going to be a third party that was going to come into her. My mother was bringing her in. And that third party was going to help her to see herself.
Yeah.
And so she has, she's in Illinois, and she's homeless. There's some mental illness there. She's blaming me for her situation, said she wants to make me miserable. And I just want to know, one, is there still hope? And two, how can I help?
You know what, Sue, the best thing, of course there's still hope. That's just, that's the one thing you always got to put. You're the energetic example, right? So when you're holding the light, whether she's talking to you, projecting, blaming, reflecting, you know what I mean? Especially when there's mental illness involved, it just, you don't have to take on her projection, right? And and I do see, what is the services that she's in? Who's the, what's she doing right now? Or is she not telling you everything?
I don't know what she's doing. She doesn't have a job. She's in those services. There's, she won't accept the fact that she has mental illness, so there's nothing happening.
Yeah. And are you getting the total full story? And who are you hearing it from? Because this is what I'm seeing, Sue, that something is, like, in the corner, like, over, like, a closet. Whenever I see something being closeted that, and it's, like, bulging, that's not getting all the information. Who are you getting the information from?
I'm just getting it from her.
Okay. All right.
But so she's not telling me. She won't tell me where she is. She won't tell me if she's,
Right, right.
But she's not telling me everything, that's for sure.
Right, right, okay. Because when I, again, see a bulging closet that's bulging out, and it's bulging out with even positive stuff, like services, this, that, or whatever, and she could even be, so I'm just seeing a pendulum swinging so off balance that she knows how to pull your chain or get you pulled in and get you involved by, I'm not saying she's exaggerating, but I do see that she's closeting and pulling information. You're only getting her information, and so she could be receiving some help, some services, or somebody around her that's, that is helping her that that is that she won't tell you. It's like a cat and mouse game. I heard my little bell. Why don't you hold on to the line, Sue? We'll talk about this in a little bit. You listen to the Kara Connor Show. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland.
Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're here to the top of the hour. And so, Sue, as whenever I see again that part of that closet, and there's a gold door, a light coming out, that means to me again closeted. And so, we already established that she might not be being truthful with all the stuff that's going on. And that gold light also means golden opportunities that are in and around her. And so, and what you can do best for her is, especially if she is in this big arm wrestling mode with you, and that's like pulling you in or like a fish hook, trying to hook you into situations and scenarios, is talk to her energetic. I call it angel to angel, where you talk to her higher self and you lead by energetic example, and know if there's any way that you could call services that are around there. And I know that there's HIPAA laws and all the other stuff that they won't tell anybody anything, but it, just so you know for yourself what is out there and available, and just know that there's she's got some support that's around her. Okay,
got support around her.
Yeah, she's got support around her, absolutely. And there's a part that she, if you look in the history of your relationship, that she's, when somebody's closeting something that they don't want to expose to the person all their information, they're putting it in a closet, right? When I see that symbol in the closet's bulging, it's she's getting the feed out of this, and that's even part of the mental illness, right? And so the best thing that you could do is be, again, the energetic example. You've said all that you could say to her. She knows that there's services around. You said that she doesn't, again, want to take the services, but she might get more help than she's willing to tell you right now because she's projecting a lot. And so, again, just be the energetic example. Support her as much as you can and know when to, again, step back to as far as not get hooked into her situation and scenario. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, Sue, and good luck to you, and hopefully things will work out for you and the daughter. And,
that's
got to be
tough.
One. Yep, yeah. Exactly, especially when it's family. You know, a lot of emotions
absolutely.
Get involved.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Absolutely.
And we have actually another question coming in from Lisa. She's calling in from Seattle. Pretty emotional, rocky last 7.7 years. That's what I put down. So it's 7 years and 7 months, so I wouldn't forget. With a relationship with her, and actually an ex has popped in for her husband. And some drama happening and what's going on. But I'll have Lisa describe a little bit more what's going on. So, Lisa, explain to Carrie what's going on.
Well, I married my husband in 2003, and we were together 4 years first. And we went through a lot of trials together. And he's got some emotional stuff going on from his childhood, and his father was a Baptist minister, and his mom and him met in a seminary, and he had a pretty oppressive, and he got his dad beat him when he was a kid and all that, and so there's all that, and then our argument sparked off some mental illness, and he felt like people were robbing his energy all the time, and he felt like he wanted to be secluded, but he wanted to compromise and get this place so he and I could have a new start. And it's like 25 minutes in the city, and all this other person came back into my life, and I felt so much doubt and concern that I sort of like twisted their arm to take more interest in maybe giving me an alternative. And I've got two people that really, really care about me, and I'm not sure which opportunity is would be the right one for all of us, either.
Well, the best thing, Lisa, is really what I see as far as this is like a triangle situation, and really imagine a triangle where everyone has like the equal distance, meaning that everyone learns to support and they're putting like you on top, meaning that you want to find balance within yourself. I see more and more people meeting exes this year in particular, starting last year and a half, and that sometimes exes come in as a bridge of relationship. They help us to come in to get out of relationships. They aren't necessarily for us to go into a next relationship where some of them are. That's why they're very confusing. But one thing about the complement relationship is that we already feel complete, we already feel whole, and that we're like really not, we're feeling that with deep within ourselves. So we're realizing that that another person doesn't define us, make us happy, that kind of deal. So it's especially with your husband's energy. I'm just seeing him as a seesaw. So there's a part of him that he has to do his own roots, and you could only go so far. It's like it's like you can bring the horse to water, can't make them drink, right? And so he's at the point where he has an opportunity to create new roots for himself, a new foundation. And then I see him taking like his Stevie Wonder glasses off, and that means like he's looking in the dark or living in the dark, and then he's able to look up and look at not only the relationship but life differently, just as you are. So you're all, instead of looking at is what guy should I kind of like go to right now, just think of you becoming the observer, just kind of stepping back, not making any decisions, especially from now to June and July, and just realize that this is part of this is the guy coming in to help clear karmic patterns, help give support a relationship. And you want to so many times we do what I call energetic hangovers. People carry their past relationships into the next relationship, and it kind of makes a slippery foundation for it. So think of over the next couple of months to next 2.5 months, you guys can really clear out. It's like a lot of wet floor stuff. It's like waxy floor, so that means slippery floor. It would be hard to root anything right now. And so when somebody steps back, they're allowing, like, imagine a Miracle-Grow coming in, which is grounding energy, which is grounding all of you, and especially you, like, so you could, again, look back to say, okay, what do I want to do here? You know what I mean? It's like what feels light for you is right for you, but start with what feels light, not as far as what guy feels light or what guy makes me feel happier, but what's going on in my heart that I am, what do I want in a relationship, and what do these guys mirror and show me, and what do I not want in a relationship? And then just take one step at a time, especially think of April through August as your, I'm watching you walking through it, which looks like crutches, and it almost looks like symbolically you're going through rehab because of an accident and your legs have been cut. So think of that's your own past of your foundational energies. And so April through August is deep healing period for you as your husband's working on his own childhood issues, right? And so this is an opportunity for you to, again, think of the friend coming in for the ex as a bridger, and that some people come in for a reason in a season and not necessarily a lifetime.
I'm going to tell you, though, that when I hold him in my arms, I don't feel anything inside except mostly just nothing or pain. And when I hold the other person in my arms, I feel all this wonderful, loving feelings sometimes and sometimes not so incredible, but it feels good anyway.
That's good. That's perfect. So that I still go back with what I'm saying, that you still want to complete one relationship so you don't go to a next one, right? Because otherwise
I'm on a time constraint. He said
yes, exactly. So this is all about this is about you. And you know what? The person coming in and showing you what it feels like to have your heart woken up is part of the karmic contract. You know, we get so used to, it's like what I said to the other client before, that we get used to what I call these time to make the donut relationships. We stay together for security because we're afraid, because we're told to, we got to do the right thing, you made vows, blah blah blah, all these all these reasons that are programming, they're old programming. So when somebody comes along and they act like a heart like an activator for us, it still brings us back to our heart, where we want to learn to activate our own heart, meaning that we come whole, we come complete, we are whole, we are complete. These people compliment us, they don't complete us, and then all of a sudden our heart starts feeling that way without anybody, meaning self-acceptance, learning to love and accept ourselves, and then all of our relationships change. It's like it steps into a much more self-empowered relationship versus the complete me relationship. So think of that. He came in for no mistake, and you even said that you encouraged or talked or really felt like you wanted his presence, because I'm sure it
that's
was an energy.
Actually,
hookup.
I'm transgender.
It doesn't matter if it's she or he. It really doesn't. It's all energy to me, and that's what it all comes down to. So the bottom line is that you really want to be the observer right now as far as saying, what are these feelings that are waking me up, and fill yourself up with those feelings, and things will become very crystal clear as far as what's going on, as far as the next step in the relationship.
All right. I stopped my transition after 20 months, and I fell in love with her, but then she had a thing for somebody else, and he ended up buying a heroin.
That's right. So that's why you want to say that she does not complete you. She can act like a heart activator for you. She could really open up, and this is a lot of times these relationships are coming up for a completion of a karmic contract where you could have had energy open up to her, energy tubes to her that are to be closed off right now. So then you really understand wholeness in a relationship. And I'm hearing my clue from Benny. And so I want to wish you good luck there, Lisa. And as Benny, help me out. You're listening to the Carol Connor Show. May you all align with the divine.